Gmail.com.
Once the president said it was a dumb war, but now he's giving high marks for the people who were involved in the conflict. The troops, as he should, embrace the troops because they're coming home for the holidays. Remember, that was the statement. By the end of December, it's over, except for the State Department people who stay behind. But any military will be gone from that country. And what happens to the country? In Fallujah, they were celebrating and burning American flags, celebrating the fact that the United States was pulling out of that region. Of course, it's heavily Sunni. That's the problem, the different factions. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope things are rolling well in your world. If not, there's always another day. What's that old little song? The sun will come up tomorrow. It is going to come up, whether we like it or not. And speaking of the sun coming up, I think a lot of politicians might be seeing the sun come up in Washington, D.C. a little bit longer than they were hoping for. Friday was the get-out-of-town day, but so far a lot of things have not been dealt with, all relating to money. The payroll tax extension, what's going to happen there? Yay, nay, completely. There's been a vote that was taken in the House, but you know how things are altered in the Senate. So how are we pushing the boulder down or up the hill? That's what we keep seeing playing in Washington. It's the same old movie. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, talked about it's time for the Senate to come on in. They're tired of the whole thing. Mitch McConnell says, you know, we fiddled around all year long and we got to do something here, because if not, ultimately, guess what happens too when it comes to the budget? Already the people who work for the government have been given the notification that they might not be coming back to work on Monday. The government might shut down over the weekend. We've heard that story before, haven't we? Here's Boehner and McConnell.
It's pretty clear to all of us that President Obama and Senator Reid want to threaten the government shutdown so that they can get leverage on a jobs bill that, because the United States Senate can't pass one. It's time for the Senate to pass their bill. I'm tired of hearing what the Senate can't do. I think it's time for us to wait and see what the Senate can do.
The last time I looked, Christmas is a week from Sunday. Time is a wasting. We have fiddled all year long. Quit wasting our time here in the Senate scoring points. The government shutdown is 2 days away.
Yep, 2 days away. So does it shut down? My philosophy is with this bunch, they usually wait until everybody sweats it out and then at the last moment say that they've got some kind of a deal, they've compromised. The problem is all this compromising, all these band-aids, it's the same song and dance that, frankly, in the last 4.5 years I've been hearing. It's nothing different. Longer than that, the past 6-7 years, a lot of what's happening is just a continuation. There's no way we can continue to ski down this same slope. We have worn it out. And I am so sick of talking about it. But it affects every single one of us. You know, we have three branches of government, and the legislative branch is killing us. Killing us. So much so that the independents are saying that they're tired of it, too. I just read where the independent votes, of at least in this poll anyway, the independent voters are saying they don't like Congress either. Who likes Congress? They don't trust them. 80% of independents don't trust Congress. Of course not, because of the things that we keep seeing. Everybody is fed up. Doesn't matter what your stripe is. There's something we could all agree on. we could all sit at the bar together and talk about it, and I guarantee we would all feel the same way. Just 29% of voters have a lot or some confidence that the government will make progress over the next year toward fixing the nation's problems. Who did the poll? The United Technologies National Journal Congressional Connection. That's a mouthful. You got to give them credit. They threw this poll together, and that number drops to 18%. 18% among independents. That's a huge number. 80% saying they have not much confidence or no confidence at all that the government can make progress. What a dip that is. It also shows you that there's ground to maneuver. The independent vote is very, very big this time around. And which direction will the independent vote go? It depends on the races we're talking about. But in the race for president, it is key. It is a key demographic that everybody's going after. David Axelrod, who's running President Obama's campaign, salivates the second you say the word independent. He's like my dog Mahalo. Of course, because that's a big group of people that just you can shore up those swing states. And for the Republicans, it's the same thing. They want a big chunk of the independent vote because just maybe, if they get their act together in time, maybe they'll be dancing at the inaugural balls come January. However, tough right now in looking at the incumbent and looking at where we are in the country and looking at the frustration over Congress. We'll see what happens in those caucuses, those early caucuses, and obviously the primaries, because that is key. Winning those primaries out of the gate for Gingrich or for Romney or for somebody else, whoever it is that's going to actually be the person who is named as the nominee, who grabs the ticket and then has a running mate, looks for a running mate. It's going to be interesting to see where we go with that. All right, coming up, we've got loose ends. And in loose ends, we've got a bunch of them. Boy, we sure do. We still have loose ends in the Jerry Sandusky case, the Penn State coach, because in case you haven't heard, he says he's innocent. He vows to use his dying breath to prove that he's innocent. Then we also have, with loose ends, an ex-president, the target of extremists. You think of this, I mean, people connected to the ex-presidents. I wonder how deep it goes. Remember there was that movie, Guarding Tess, which you had the wife of a dead president who had to be guarded. And it was almost a joke, like, huh, who's going to try to get her? And then she's kidnapped. And, of course, that's Hollywood. But I often wonder that when you hear of these nutty stories, not just the ex-presidents themselves, but I wonder about their families, too, as well. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to mix in a couple of other things in loose ends also coming up this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We will check the numbers. If you're thinking lottery numbers, no. We're going to do another segment of We Can Count. And, oh, there are plenty of numbers to dissect. Like the Dems dropping the millionaires' tax in this year-end dispute. What are the numbers there? What does it all say? What does it mean? We'll talk about it. Coming up, though, loose ends.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. I'm up for it. How about you? Let's return to the 80s. Put us back in a time machine. Didn't we have more change in our pockets then? Ooh. All right, so this is Loose Ends. And Loose Ends consist of things that just kind of drifted away off the radar, but now suddenly, what happened? They're back in our lives. Like Drew Peterson, he's like a bad penny. He turns up just when you think you've heard enough of him. He's back on again. How many Dateline NBCs was he a part of? You know who he is, right? In case you don't know, he was a cop. And he is accused of perhaps killing his fourth wife, Stacey Peterson. However, she's missing and presumed dead, no trace. She's been missing since October of 2007. Her friends and family say she told them before her disappearance she feared for her life. Drew Peterson has been jailed on $20 million bail since 2009, but this was in connection with the murder of his third wife, Kathleen Zavia, who was found dead in a dry bathtub in 2004. And police consider him a suspect in Stacey Peterson's disappearance. Okay, so why is this a loose end? Good riddance, he's behind bars. No. He wants an apology from police, and he released his apology request through a press release from prison. His attorney, Joel Brodsky, pointed specifically to a case of this woman, a Washington State mom, Judith Belo, who vanished 18 years ago under crazy, suspicious circumstances, but turned up alive and well recently. So now they're using that to piggyback off of for attention. And what Brodsky said is there's a huge cloud of suspicion over Peterson because of the Illinois State Police's statement that Stacey Peterson is presumed dead. However, there is absolutely no evidence to support that statement. They made it seem like no woman, no mother would ever just disappear. But as this most recent case shows, it does happen more than you would think. Listen, Drew Peterson looks guilty. Good enough for me. Done. He gets to see himself on the tube, though, because he's going to be portrayed by actor Rob Lowe in a Lifetime movie. Ooh, Lifetime Network. Television for angry women. So Rob Lowe is going to be Peterson. That's probably the best thing that's happened to him. Rob Lowe is much better looking than Drew Peterson. But leave it to a guy like him to come up with the idea, or his lawyer. Ooh, let's put out a press release and let everyone know that this could be the situation with you. Have we dropped the Egyptians? What's going on in Egypt? Egyptians in 9 provinces voted Wednesday in the second round of the first parliamentary election since an uprising booted President Hosni Mubarak in February. Dozens of people, I mean dozens, waited in line outside of a polling station in a school near the pyramids west of Cairo, waiting to cast their ballots and dip their fingers in purple ink to prevent double voting. Don't you love that? Oh. So the election is held in 3 stages. It'll conclude early next year. It's the first since Mubarak was booted, and probably will swing Egypt's government in a Islamist direction. That part, frankly, I don't like. But at least the people get to vote, so this is how they vote. Muslim Brotherhood is huge. And a guy named Hussein Kattab, an accountant, said he planned to vote for the political party of the Muslim Brotherhood, the big, big, big winner in the first round. 47% of the seats awarded at this point. Yeah. Kattab was interviewed by Newsmax and CBS and a couple of other people. And he says that they're going to try, he hopes they try Islamic rule to decide if it's good. If not, we can go back in a different direction, but we have to satisfy our curiosity on that one. That is so strict. Islamic rule. I think by now you know where I stand on that. Again, good to be an American, isn't it? Really good to be an American. All right, let's switch gears and talk about something else that bubbled up that I think is a loose end. I mentioned this about the presidents. George W. Bush apparently has been targeted by some extremists. 5 suspected terrorists were picked up in Italy. The suspects were members of a Rome-based group, though, and they're charged with plotting a revolutionary war and a bunch of violent actions against Bush. How about that? And so through some investigative work, they were able to track this down. And on Tuesday, an Italian extremist author, Giulucini Casseri, went on a shooting rampage in Florence, killing 2 street vendors from Senegal before ending his own life. So, yeah, they have extremists as well, and they had apparently a plot to take down Bush and his family. They had inside information, if you will, not inside information, but information on how to get to him, let's say it that way. Information on how to get to Bush. Ooh. I think that's scary. Jerry Sandusky, in case you haven't heard and you're thinking, why isn't she talking about Sandusky and what the accusers are saying and everything that's been going on in that tiny courthouse in Pennsylvania? Well, the reason why is because the former Penn State assistant football coach decided to force his accusers to make their claims of child sex abuse in a packed courtroom. He was going to do that, but then took his case to the steps outside and attacked the credibility of the supposed victims and witnesses and decided that they were going to fight it to the death. In other words, go straight to trial. No plea negotiations. That's what Joe Amendola, his attorney, says. No plea allegations. Waiving a preliminary hearing can happen. It puts the, you know, you're stepping on the gas then. But it was pretty unexpected in this case because he kept saying that he was looking forward to facing his accusers, and this is just a tactical thing. I mean, really, that's why they did it, so they can just get ready for the trial. But how about the fact that they're constantly saying that that there's this isn't true, and that, you know, we want to be able to look the accusers in the eyes and, you know, go to the credibility of them and what they've been saying and how they're destroying Sandusky's life. Whew. And they're saying financial motivation. So Amendola is saying that this whole thing is about finances and money, and it's a great motivator, and that he believes some of the young men may have trumped up their claims and others came forward to make money by suing Sandusky, Penn State, and the charity. And that's why this is happening. Mm. Well, they're going to have to fight it now. I mean, it's going to go to trial, and that's going to take a while, but they're going to have to fight it there because Sandusky is out for now. Remember, he told NBC and New York Times that his relationship to the boys who said he abused them was like that of an extended family. He, in fact, went pretty deep. That's what scares me. When people go deep and they're trying to convince you and they're digging that well and they're digging the hole for themselves. He tried to say that the experience with the children was precious times and the physical aspect just happened that way and didn't involve abuse. He's a loving guy, an affectionate guy. Ugh. The towel snapping thing, that's where they really lost me. Oh, all jocks take showers. No, I don't think so. And if nothing else, now parents will probably be more diligent. They'll ask more questions and in the hopes that they're not in some kind of a predator deal where they had no idea who's taking their kids on these trips and whatnot. So Sandusky is squarely has a lot of splaining to do if he thinks he can really turn the court of public opinion. I think that's going to be very, very tough. All right, that's it for loose ends. We move from loose ends to we can count. And by the way, if you want to throw out your thoughts, you can certainly do that. Do you think this is their own tactical maneuver to try to get people to believe that he's innocent, Sandusky's innocent? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Look for the drop-down. Once you get that email, fill it in and let it fly. So there's tons of ways to get a hold of us here on America Tonight. We're heading to the numbers next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
One of my favorite segments, We Can Count. Stay out of the tanning beds. Why? Oh, this is scary. And I know studies can show different things, but check this out. I'm going to trust the brains at Yale School of Public Health, right? So scientists there found that people who tanned on the indoor beds had a 69% increased chance of suffering from early onset basal cell carcinoma. Tanning has already been linked to a risk of the deadliest type of skin cancer. Now, it raises the odds of developing the most common form of the disease. People who own tanning salons have to be worried about numbers like these that come out. Wow. 70% of early onset BCCs, they say, are in females because of the obsession with tanning. And, hey, people look good when they go to the tanning beds if they're not too crazy about it and they don't turn orange. But now I would say I would be concerned about that. That's pretty alarming. There are about 30 million people in the U.S., supposedly, that use indoor tanning beds. That's a high number. It's a lot of people think that the tanning beds are good for you because of, you know, what it does to your skin, all that sort of stuff. But I think that the healthy look you get in your face, I think that that's just a vanity thing. I don't think it's good for you. I'm sorry. I don't think it's good for you. The medical experts are calling for stronger regulations on the use of tanning beds, and that's good. I mean, we have free will. If you want to go use a tanning bed, it's like smoking a carton of cigarettes in a week. Can't be good for you. I just can't imagine. Although my grandmother lived to be almost 100 and she smoked like a fiend. When we were stupid and young and didn't know, we would wrap up cartons of cigarettes and give them to her at Christmas because that's what she wanted. I still remember we would find, you know, when you go to a seashore house, you would find little tiny burn holes in the plastic covers because she would drop her cigarettes. So how dangerous was that? But anyway, I kind of veered off into something else. The deal is 69% is a high number. Be careful out there. If you choose to fake bake, be careful. Absolutely. How about this? Chevron and Transocean have been slapped with an $11 billion suit. Yep, it is true. Fines and requests to suspend activities came after an undersea leak. Remember that? November 7th. That was operated by Chevron, the number two energy company. So the spill spewed 3,000 barrels of oil in the deep Atlantic off the northeast coast of the country. And investigators found that Chevron and Transocean were not able to control the damage caused by the spill, which highlights problems with some of these companies. That's something obviously they should look at. So anyway, the lawsuit says that the environmental damage and the prosecution also requested an injunction to stop the company's operations in Brazil under the penalty of a daily fine of, you know what the daily fine is? $500 million. $500 million. That is a lot of do-re-mi, isn't it? Ooh. Yep. Just when you thought you worked for a company that sold a lot of cheap crap so that you might have some good bennies, the bennies aren't so good after all. Walmart announced they're no longer provide new part-time employees who work less than 24 hours on average a week health benefits. Yep. Citing rising costs, they told the employees that any new worker who averages 24 to 33 hours a week can't add their spouse to their health plan, but the children will still be covered. So this was a thing I saw in the New York Times. The Times went on to say that this is a major shift from a few years ago when Walmart expanded coverage because they were criticized from states with heavy Medicaid costs, labor unions, and, you know, everybody and their brother. Oh, well, they're on the wheel. They're on the hamster wheel like the rest of us. So They were getting the coverage if they were working, you know. Sometimes you'd have a wife and she would work. The husband was the main breadwinner, but she would work 24 hours at Walmart. So that paid off for them, but not any longer, as that now, as you just heard, has changed. Well, how many co-hosts will it take to replace one Regis Philbin? Well, that guy had a stranglehold on that live chair. You know, the show Kelly and Live with Regis and Kelly. Now who's it going to be? Live with Kelly and who? Do you really care about this? I just think it's kind of interesting because this is why I bring this up. She's got all these fill-in hosts, including on January 2nd, Mark Consuelos. There are eight possible contenders to replace Regis Philbin. The Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons is going to host. David Duchovny will host. Rob Lowe will host. Wow, that's a good gig. If that many, those kind of people want that job, ex-movie stars. Can you have ex-movie stars or TV people? Does that make sense? Jerry Seinfeld, who's friendly with Kelly Ripa, is going to jump into the seat. Here's some interesting ones, though. Anderson Cooper, his name keeps being mentioned. And here's the big one, Ryan Seacrest. That guy is everywhere, right? Jeff Probst is another one, the Survivor guy. My guess is it's not going to be someone famous. It doesn't make sense because they could earn more than they would on that show. So I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. And then others that will maybe get a chance at it include, this time it's just those eight, but include Mario Lopez. Ugh, brutal. I don't even watch that show, so it's numbers, and it's interesting that the husband's trying out. The husband and wife team. I wonder how often that happens in broadcasting. I'm going to say probably not too much. Probably not too much. Moving on to some other interesting things that I found for We Can Count. proving once again that life is about numbers. Numerologists must love me when I say stuff like that, because it is true. It's true. Got one for you. Percentage of married couples, they say, has now plunged to a new low. I'm always curious about those statistics. I find it sad when I meet people where they're in the middle of a divorce, and even if it's, no matter what, nobody's happy about that. They're just not, because it's all that drama, and then everything's over with. So I happen to see this. Just 51% of all adults who are 18 and older are married. Just 51%. That places them on the doorstep of becoming a minority. The Pew Research Center came up with these numbers. According to the census, it represents a big drop from 57%. You know that number was 57% in 2000. Maryland is below the national average, 50%. Virginia higher, 54%. How about that? It makes you think, is marriage obsolete? Are people deciding, I don't want to get married? You know, before it used to be that you were 20, 21, 22, and you got married. Now it's probably, part of it is because people wait so long. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
You forgot one to go host. It would be Alex Baldwin. He'd be a good one on there.
Alex Baldwin and Kelly Ripa?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I think that'd be a good pair.
I don't know. He might be, because he's got that sense of humor, and the two of them would just kind of dig at each other. And he's older, so I think it. You don't have to have someone as old as Regis Philbin, but somebody a little bit older than her, or the same age, maybe.
Yeah, he's a movie star, so he wouldn't be intimidated by TV and her and all that other stuff. So.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's what happens. I used to work, Rick, at WFAN in New York. It's the number one sports station in the country. And it was fun to work there. Imus worked there. He would come in the morning, and nobody was supposed to talk to him, and he would kind of get a slurk into the studio a few times. I saw him when I was there. But they tried to bring in famous people to do sports. They had John McEnroe. He was on deck. His brother used to do it. But what happens is they make so much more money doing other things that they get tired of the daily grind of having to go somewhere early in the morning. It loses its appeal after a while.
I think you try it. I'll give him a shot at it. But,
are you his agent? I'm going to tell him. I'll send him this clip. I'll send it to him and say, hey, Rick in Illinois says you'd be the perfect person.
David Corzine, is that Ben Bernanke?
Corzine?
Bernanke.
Is he friends with Bernanke? I don't understand the question.
Well, he looks like Ben Bernanke. Sure.
Yeah. Which one's which? One looks like the other. Yeah.
Yeah, forget everything. They don't know what they're doing and everything, so.
Yeah, John Corzine. Yeah.
Bubblehead, just like Bernanke, so.
But, yeah, here's the deal. This is a guy who just bought himself into politics because he was a senator and a governor of New Jersey, and now he just can't remember where all this money is. Oh, $1 billion, a billion plus, I don't know where it is.
No, you know who's paying him, where his money, his paycheck comes from.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't know where his paycheck came from.
No. Yeah, people don't believe that crap.
Yeah.
But, you cover sports most of your life.
Mm-hmm.
This Ryan Braun deal, is positive?
I don't know. Everything? Boy, I don't know. That's a great question. Is he positive or not? In fact, I'm going to talk about it on the flip side, because I saw some stuff earlier in the day when I was actually doing a football pool and I was surfing around on some of the sports websites. I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes, because we're going to do a little sports shorts shot here. Stay with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Bright for the Hebrew Hammer, that would be Ryan Braun, but now there's some taint on Braun. He's been incredible. If you look at his stats, even when he played at Miami, I can remember somebody telling me one time when I was at a spring training game, and I guess it was because I was in Florida, they were telling me all about him before I knew very much about him. And what a standout he was ultimately when he was, you know, when he was picked up. But here's the scoop on Braun. And by now you might know the story, the drug allegations that are floating around him. This fits into sports shorts here at the tail end of the show as we kind of veer in a different direction because of Rick's question. So he gets the National League's most valuable player. And when something like that happens, usually you get more endorsements and all that kind of stuff. But now, these drug allegations, the fact that he tested positive in a drug test, even though he insists he's innocent, puts him into an interesting category, one where you don't want to be, especially after you have that high honor. And he's armed with all kinds of agents and all this other stuff. And everybody's proclaiming he's innocent and it's wrong and it's going to come out something different. But the tests say that, come out positive. So what he's endorsing now, he's got like an energy drink, I think, that he endorses. Who knows if they'll hang around? Because especially when you're connected to banned substances, you know. And he insists he's a purist, he doesn't cheat. And so far, at this point, people are really standing behind him. and he's demanding, saying, you know, the test was tainted and whatever, but what, you know, did he do drugs? What's the scoop here? It's, you know, it's not a positive story for him. That's the drill on this. So the drug allegations are, does it damage his brand? What does it do to him? It's, you know, it's all on hold at this point because it started to leak out that he had tested positive. He says he's innocent. He says he maintains over and over and over again that he's innocent. Sometimes, believe it or not, the tests are wrong. That's why people, I'm not for drug testing at places of employment. Because I have known, I did a story twice, once in New Mexico, once in California, of somebody who had a drug test that was positive and they definitely were not doing drugs. In fact, one of them was because of taking a whole bunch of Tylenol and tripping the switch for some reason on that in the earlier times of drug testing. So what's baseball going to do about this? With no player has successfully appealed any kind of a performance-enhancing drug test. So it's, at this point, I would say Ryan Braun, Rick, is going to be looked at as guilty. Guilty. All right, Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Put something on your Facebook as we speak. It looks like Obama and the Dems are going to drop that millionaire surtax.
I know. I mentioned that. They, it's surprising, but it's because they have to. If they don't drop it, I mean, it's the big headline that just came out because they worked late into the night. So they're just backing away from it because they're trying to pass these year-end bills or else there's going to be a shutdown. And that means, you know what it means? It means they're stuck, and maybe that's part of it.
You know, if I was a Democrat, I would be so pissed off.
I like how you preface that. If I was a Democrat. Yeah, because, again, flip-flopping.
Yeah, and, you know, the Democrats have the White House, and they have the Senate. You know, the Republicans just have the House. And
yeah.
Like, they have no guts at all. I mean, you know, back now. See, that's the difference between Obama and Clinton. Clinton would have said, "Shut it down."
Yeah, he would have. He would have.
He did. He did. He shut it. He
for
said,
over a week.
And Newt Gingrich was the guy in charge of the Republicans then. And Newt, he retreated. He quit. He, you know, Clinton won that battle there.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Obama is not Clinton at all, and you know, I just I can't believe that they're just going to give up like that. But, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow because maybe then the Republicans will give up the pipeline thing and then we'll just be where we were before. I mean,
yeah.
These people, they'll do anything just to stay in the news, you know. I wish we'd get some adults in Washington, D.C., really. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, well said. Well said, Tomas. Thank you. Adults in Washington. What a concept. It's like romper room. Thanks for the call, Tomas. It is. It's like romper room. He's right. And that's why, you know, I read the numbers about the independents aren't happy, that nobody's happy, because that's what we see. In all of our lives, we struggle. Isn't it a struggle sometimes? I mean, life is great. Listen, every day you get up and you're above ground, as some guy told me one time who had a rough life, that you're doing well. And I used to think, wow, that's not positive thinking, and he's just curmudgeonly. But you know what? There's something to that. And so, in this case, in Washington, they're so far removed from what we do, we being the garbage men, the housewives, the teachers, the ditch diggers, the truck drivers, the talk show hosts, pick something and put it in there. The person that's the cashier at your local supermarket. They're just so far removed from what's really happening in America. You know, we're playing the same tune. I always say that, but it's so true. I don't understand how they constantly miss on this. So I think Tomas is right. Well, I wouldn't be shocked to find out. And I tried to find it going onto the air, but I couldn't confirm it, that the pipeline would be bent. That the pipeline's not going to go, as planned. In other words, try to hurry up and push it through. I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to back off of that, wait till after the election year, and then it's not a hot potato for the president. So it's about, at this point, it's maneuvering, and it's a showdown. And as Tomas said, Gingrich was outmaneuvered by the former president, Bill Clinton. So now you've got the current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who I don't think wants to feel like he's outmaneuvered. And someone's waving the white flag. How do they get there? After being silent for a couple of days, the White House said that the president would sign the measure despite initial concern over the provision that required military custody for terror suspects linked to Al-Qaeda or any affiliates. U.S. citizens would be exempt. So the measure already jumped over the House hurdle, 283 to 136. The final vote is expected in the Senate on Thursday. So what direction do you think they're going to go in? It's just going to be compromise. That's what it's going to be. Compromise, then move in the other direction. So they jettison the tax, and the Democrats agree to politically painful savings. They're going to bleed somewhere else in the budget to replace the $140 billion the tax would have raised over a decade. So they're not, that's what's going to happen. They're just going to find something else to pick off, because that's how it works in politics. Everybody's at the big poker table, and you're playing and playing and playing, and you get knocked out one by one. People get knocked out, and the left guy standing pounds his chest. So that would mean that the president probably can block the Keystone XL project if he thinks its construction needs to be, its construction is not in the national interest. A 27% cut in payments, too, by the way, to doctors who treat Medicare patients. Legislation would avert that 27% cut. So that's another thing that's part of getting this through before the end of the week. We'll see what real compromises have had to be made on the Republican side of things, too, as well. Just remember one thing. Even if we get down and dirty, cynical on all of you, you still have a chance, because you live in the United States of America, to get back up on the horse, reach out, and grab the brass ring.